Lecture 20, The War in the West, Winter, 1862-63.
With this lecture, we return to the military front after several lectures away from it. We last looked at armies and battles in the autumn of 1862, leaving the Western Theater with Braxton Bragg and Edmund Kirby Smith retreating from Kentucky after the Battle of Perryville, and the Eastern Theater with Robert E. Lee occupying a position just south of the Potomac River, having withdrawn from the bloody battlefield at Antietam. As we move into the winter of 1862, the North would enter a period of minimal good news from the battlefield that would test a Union resolve, both civilian resolve and military resolve. This lecture will do several things. We'll look at Northern morale in the autumn of 1862 before this next round of campaigning began. Then we'll look at a winter campaign in Tennessee that climaxed in the Battle of Murfreesboro, or Stones River, another one of those battles with two names. And finally, we'll look at Ulysses S. Grant's early attempts to capture the Confederate stronghold at Vicksburg on the Mississippi River. But let's start by looking at the sentiment in the North in the autumn of 1862, the sentiment that looked to the battlefield with a sense that things were going wrong for the North, or at least not as right as they should be going for the North, and looked to the battlefield with the hope that things would turn around. There's considerable dissatisfaction, both in the civilian and the military sectors of the North in the late fall of 1862. As Northerners looked across the strategic map of the war, they saw that in the East, George B. McClellan had failed to follow up the Battle of Antietam. He hadn't pushed the Army of Northern Virginia after that battle. Lee had been allowed to retreat. He had retreated almost at leisure away from the battlefield at Sharpsburg. He'd gotten back across the Potomac River without any damage being done, any significant damage by George B. McClellan. And after Lee had retreated, McClellan had just waited and waited near the old battlefield at Antietam, and the Northern people were unhappy about that. Abraham Lincoln was very unhappy about it. In the West, Don Carlos Buell had behaved the same way after the Battle of Perryville. He'd just let Braxton Bragg go, and Braxton Bragg, after reuniting with Edmund Kirby Smith, had left Kentucky absolutely unmolested by Don Carlos Buell's much larger United States Army. Similarly, there was no follow-up to the Union victory at Corinth in northern Mississippi, which had taken place, as we saw earlier, during the first week of October, 1862. So nothing had come in a dramatic sense of the Union successes at Antietam, Perryville, and Corinth. This is in the minds of many people in the North. It seemed that so much more could have been accomplished, a disappointment that more was not. Now, Abraham Lincoln was acutely aware of the fact that positive results on the battlefield were necessary to keep the Northern people inspirited, to keep the broadest possible portion of the North tied to the war effort. He had to have positive results from the battlefield, and he eventually decided that he was simply not going to be able to prod either McClellan or Buell into action, and that he would have to make changes in command at the top of his major armies in the West, one of his major armies in the West, and his major army in the East. And in the end, that is exactly what he did. He removed Buell and replaced him with William Stark Rosecrans, and he replaced McClellan with Ambrose Everett Burnside. And he made it clear to both of those men, to both Rosecrans and Burnside, that he expected action before the year was out. Now, this is unusual because, as we've said before, there are rhythms to campaigning in the mid-19th century. During the Civil War, you campaigned in the spring and in the summer and in the fall, but it was most unusual to campaign in the winter. It's a measure of how important Lincoln believed it was to have good news from the battlefield that we're going to see winter campaigning in December and January of 1862-1863. Lincoln believed it was necessary to produce the kinds of success on the battlefield that would allow the Northern people to take heart and would sustain the Union cause.